Yeah, my friends over there.
All right, we're back for episode 33, and this is a continuation episode from 32 because we had the guest on the
32B.
This is 32B. We had Stelly on, who Stelly was awesome. Actually, he's a fan favorite. And then we had Craig Elias on, who was kind of controversial in the comments. Some people had some bad things to say about him, but I thought he was great.
What do people have bad things that they have to say about
him? I don't know. People are like, oh, he's full of shit. He's small, or he's full of shit. He takes way more juice than he said, or there's just a lot of people. You know how it is, man. People are always going to
People were saying that he's small.
Yeah, actually, some people message me and they're like, he's way smaller. It's just all angles.
He plays on the angles, but he is also huge.
Yeah, he's not small. He's not fucking small. Like, you can't be 350 pounds and, you know, relatively low body fat and say you're small. It's not possible.
Yeah.
So anyway, what we're doing is a continuation because we barely got to any of the questions. So me and Luke thought we'd get on and bang out a bunch of questions. Just to give you guys your money's worth, even though you didn't pay for anything.
This is 32B for free.
I want to ask you, I saw your gym. It looks really good.
It's pretty cool, right? I've just used it for the first time, which is why my face is like really red.
When you train, do you close the garage door or you leave it open?
I've opened a little bit.
But do you crank the music in there?
Yeah.
Dude, isn't there something about training in a fucking garage?
It's pretty cool, actually. I wish I had somebody here to train with, though.
Yeah, but it felt good, though, right?
Yeah, it did. I was on my own. Do you know what the weird thing was? It kind of struck me halfway through. I was like, there's no mirrors in here.
Yeah. Yeah, but it didn't bother. It doesn't bother me.
I think you're shit.
Yeah.
I think you're shit.
It's weird. It's like some people keep writing like, oh, it took me back to my youth. I never had weights at my house when I was growing up. Like, I didn't start working out until I was like 20. So that it doesn't take me back to my youth, but there's just something about when I'm at the gym, you know, you look around at shit. There's just nothing to look at. It's just like, you're just focused and you've got the music cranked. It's your music.
Yeah.
It's not like some shitty gym music playing and shit.
Sometimes I might put the shit gym music on just to feel at home.
Just to make you feel normal.
I put like now that's what I call music 90 on. But yeah,
no, but
you're right. It's totally different.
It looks like a good setup, though. It's not like ghetto.
Yeah, you know, actually, what I described when you said, "Well, what would you need to get home gym?" And I was like, "Well, I need all this," and then not expecting to find it.
Yeah,
and it was all apart from the plates, which I did get him right down. To around the same price as all plates currently.
What did you pay for your plates?
I paid. It ended up being £85 per plate.
What is that?
Which is about $100 a plate.
Just tell me what you paid. Was it over 900?
No, it was 8 plates for £85. I can't remember now.
Oh, okay. 8 plates at £85. Yes. Okay. 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 Because when we were on the podcast, you were over $900.
Oh yeah, it was piss take. But yeah. Because then he was like, well, that's the going rate. And I showed him, I sent him all these links of the stores that still had them in stock, which they didn't. And all these other eBay links. And I was like, you are taking the piss.
Yeah.
I don't want them. And then he finally said, okay, I'll accept that. And then I kind of thought, this is actually quite a good deal for me in a way.
Yeah.
Because these are by far the best plates I've seen on eBay because they're brand spanking new cast iron plates.
Yeah, they look good.
And they're 25 minutes from my house.
I've never seen that logo though. Is it like, is that
strength? I think it's Japanese for strength. I think
I was going to say it looked like Japanese or Chinese writing.
And then that's, I thought in a way that's good because I don't have to drive miles and get stopped by the police potentially or pay a ridiculous postage and wait 10 days.
So how do the plates feel though? Do they feel heavy? Cause you know, some plates feel lighter than others.
They
feel normal.
They feel the same as the Ivanko plates we have at the gym.
Yeah. No, I was really impressed with the rack that you bought.
Yeah, it's cool.
Because it's like, it's got everything. It's got the low pulley and the high pulley. I mean, you can literally do everything on
it. It feels really smooth. I was expecting it to be really shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. No, it looks good, man. And I think the brick wall in there is a good touch.
It's actually, the gym's just in the garden. I just put a big one of these around it.
Anyway.
Get off. The dog's on my foot.
All right. Let's... okay, let's get to some of these and then we'll... Oh, wait, there's one more thing I want to do.
Okay.
We're going to play a little game.
Oh, fuck me. Why do you keep just dropping these bombs?
No. This is an easy one. Let me share my screen first. Okay. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so this was posted on Milo Sarchev's Instagram. Yep. And I only know that because somebody tagged me and said, Fuad thinks the guys now are better than the guys then, Milos. What do you think? So the guy's obviously trying to start shit.
Yeah.
I didn't entertain it. I just left it alone. And then Milos responded and he said something like, everybody has their own opinion. But then he added, I don't think it's even close. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay. So now I have to respond, right? So I just responded. I said, you're right. Everybody has their own opinion. You think whatever you want, whatever. But I decided to go through this and think, let's actually discuss this thing, but not in a negative way. Because I think all these physiques are absolutely fucking amazing. I just want to get that clear from the very start. Right. What I don't like is when guys from this area shit talk everybody else. Yep. I don't shit talk the 90s, but those guys shit talk everybody past like the year 2000.
Yeah.
So I figured let's play a little game, figure out a little exercise. First of all, Dexter doesn't belong in here because Dexter's not a 90s bodybuilder. Dexter's prime years were in the 2000 to 2010, 2013.
You say that, but this is the 1999 pinnacle of bodybuilding Olympia.
No, so I understand that. But
so, okay, we'll take him out of it because he's also current.
But what I'm saying is you got to take a bodybuilder in their prime, right? And right. Dexter's prime, you have to admit, the Dexter's prime was probably
2009, 2008.
Well, I'm just saying probably the 10 years from 2003 to 2013.
It was like his I think it was his best, like 2006 to 2008. He was just phenomenal then.
Yeah, that was
his like phenomenal years.
That's right. So I don't think Dexter belongs in here. I don't consider Dexter a 90s guy.
Okay.
And then who else? Jay doesn't belong in here either. Jay's best years were 2001 to 2006.
Okay.
And then actually 2009, he looked amazing too. So does he really belong here?
Well, again, we'll take him out because he's more current. Let's just focus on purely 90s, early 2000s.
I'm not saying like, obviously he's a 90s bodybuilder because he's on the 90s Olympia roster. But when people think of Jay, they don't think of the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So if we go to Sean Ray, Sean Ray's prime, Dexter destroys Sean Ray in Sean Ray's prime. Right?
Yep.
If we go to Nasser, I'm pretty sure Rami could beat Nasser. Nasser was probably harder, but Rami is much bigger.
Yep.
Do you agree with that or no?
I would agree with that.
Paul Dillette is an anomaly. I can't think of anybody that sizes up with Paul Dillette.
Kai Greene.
No, I was going to use him somewhere else. But yeah, you can say.
What about Akeem? Akeem.
You think Akeem Williams could size up with Paul Dillette? They both had bad. They both have trouble with their backs.
Have you ever seen Akeem Williams in front of you?
No, I have. Actually, I've at expos, but not on stage.
Yeah, he's rather large. He's rather large.
So we're saying Akeem Williams. Well, how about Cedric? Cedric's a tall bodybuilder, right?
You've just gone tall and black. Let's just their physiques couldn't be different.
Well, I'm just saying taller bodybuilders. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just looking at physique, not height. I would say he's more in line with Akeem in terms of just sheer dominating mass and a bit weak from the back.
Okay. So we think Akeem is better than Paul Dillette?
No, you're just asking who I think is like for like.
No, I'm asking who's better for better. I'm not asking who's like. So we're trying to play the game that Milos was playing, right?
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying Cedric. Cedric, we could put Cedric in this spot, and I think Cedric is better than Paul Dillette.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Or you could put Josh Lenarowitz in here.
Yeah, I would place Cedric over Paul Dillette.
Okay. Yeah. So we move on to Lee Priest. We can cover Lee Priest with Flex Lewis, no?
Oh, this is the controversial. This is the controversial.
It's not controversial. It's not controversial.
This is the comparison that's always made.
But I think it's not. Listen, this is objective. I don't have anything against Lee Priest, and I think he's probably one of the best bodybuilders ever of all time.
Yeah, I'd agree.
But I think Flex Lewis is better.
Going back to Lee Priest, do you think he dislikes us?
I think he dislikes me because I said he only looked good at one show.
Maybe. Because I just don't know whether to go and say hello to him at an expo next and be like, ah, Sleep Priest, let's go say hello.
I think he dislikes me, but I dislike him for way back and he won't even remember. See, in what was it, 2008, 2008. I was at the Arnold Expo with Muscle Tech, and I was standing with Robert Kennedy because they were going to sponsor me for Muscle Mag.
Yep.
And he was standing with us. And Robert Kennedy goes, "This is our next prospect. He's going to be on the Olympia stage." And Lee Priest looked at me and he's like, "I doubt it." And he walked away. And I was like, "What a fucking dick." So he might not remember that story, but it's stuck up here.
I'm surprised at that. That does surprise me.
Why are you surprised at that? It's Lee Priest.
Because I always thought he was like the lovable cunt.
No, not to me.
Well, there you go. You just take the lovable part away and you're left with Lee Priest. Okay. That's fair enough if you actually have a personal experience with him.
Yeah, but aside from all that, I still think he's an absolutely incredible bodybuilder.
Well, like, I actually think we even agreed to this, one of the best, if not the best midsections of all time.
Oh yeah, like that, like fucking eight pack that's like.
I also, one of the things about Lee, I also think he had some of the best legs ever. And I think when he won the universe, like when he did his comeback, his legs were unbelievable.
Oh, his legs, he's definitely a limb bodybuilder. Like his legs and arms are insane. But because of conditioning, I think Flex Lewis beats him. Because I think they both have great physiques, but Flex Lewis is always shredded.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Would you say that?
I can see your argument. Definitely, no, I'd agree with that.
Okay. So
that you have to make a strong case for that because listeners will shit on you.
Wait a minute. We can debate the muscularity of Lee Priest versus Flex Lewis, but I don't think anybody who knows bodybuilding would not debate the conditioning aspect.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. So that's the one reason why I think Flex would pull ahead of Lee
Priest. You consider that good enough to beat Lee on every other aspect?
Well, because I think Flex is pretty even with him on every other aspect.
Yep. Okay.
Right.
I agree. I just wanted to see what you meant.
So, yeah. That's what I feel like structurally they're very similar. But because Flex has better conditioning, that pulls him ahead a little bit.
I feel like I'm losing my voice just because I trained a minute ago. I grunted maybe twice. I feel a bit Grandpa Simpson.
You're a little scratchy, but you're all right. Okay, so then it gets a little tougher in here. Who do we're going to leave Dexter out of it. Who do we compare to Milos to?
I reckon Dexter Jackson could beat Dexter Jackson.
From the 90s, yes. So, okay, who are we going to compare Milos with? I think like you could put Evan here. Evan beats Milos.
You could put Evan though. Right? You've thought about this. You just put me on the spot.
I swear to God, I have. I thought about the first four. Because I looked at it and I'm like, and then after I went through the first four, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to bring Luke in on this because I think it'd be fun to do the rest together. Okay. I just thought of like, they have different physiques. Like Milos.
You know, people are absolutely screaming at the screen going, "No, you're better people than us."
That's okay. That's the fun of it. I'm sure in the comments section.
I know Lorenzo's doing that. I know my mate Lorenzo's doing that. He's just screaming in Croatian at the screen.
Okay. Tell me who you put over Milos then.
I don't know. I'm just agreeing with you because I personally can't think of anyone else.
You're scared to get in trouble. That's why.
No, I don't. I honestly can't think of anyone else. I'm trying not to agree with you. I just can't think of anyone else.
No, but it's okay to agree with. Oh, wait. Maybe we could put Evan over Mike Matarazzo because they're both Italian.
Oh, and you know what? Evan and Mike always used to get compared because I remember watching the old videos of Evan, of him talking about how he would always be compared to Mike.
So is Evan better than Mike Matarazzo?
Yes.
I think so too. Okay. So we have to go back to Milos. Who's better than who do we use to combat Milos? They got to think of a prettier physique. Like, I think,
I would have said Dennis Wolf.
No, what about the German guy? What's his name?
Dennis Wolf, I guess.
No. Well, yeah, he's German also. No, but I meant more, we could put Dennis Wolf over Paul Dillette. That would be a good one too. What about, what the fuck is his name? The German precision guy. Animal guy. I can't remember his name right now for some reason.
Roman
Fritz. We could put Roman here.
Yeah, Roman Fritz.
Roman
Fritz over Milos.
Over Milos, yeah.
Roman Fritz has zero skin.
So he's got a nice shape. Like, he's got a tiny waist.
He does. Right?
So we could put him there. And then I had a problem with Marcus Rule. I was like, I don't know who the fuck.
Marcus Rule is the big Rami, I think. That's the problem there.
But I thought Rami would be the Nasser.
That's why I know. We haven't got a second one.
We don't have a lot of big guys, like big guys. I guess we could put Dennis Wolf here.
Do you know what I think it is? I think a lot of these guys are quite a lot like this. I think more the guys these days are closer to Nasser in size than they are to Sean Ray in size, which is why the bigger guys don't quite stand out as much anymore. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see what you're saying. There's more. So there's more big guys than there was.
There's before. More. They're not quite as big, but they're close. Yeah. So yeah. The bigger guys don't quite stand out as much.
All right. So we're stuck. Maybe we could put you here. What?
I get fucking destroyed. What?
Okay. Who are we going to put over Marcus Rule? That's a tough one. Marcus Rule is so impressive. He was at the very first bodybuilding show I ever went to.
I would put Morgan over him, but Marcus is better.
Yeah, this is a tough one to compare to. What about Ernie Taylor?
Nathan D'Asha.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah. And then I beat Pavel before, so I'll go against Cap. I'll take that one.
Yeah, I in that instance with Ernie and Nathan.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Ernie earlier, would have beaten Nathan. But because Ernie started taking the piss a little bit and getting a bit pointy, then Nathan obviously would have beaten him.
What do you mean taking a piss and getting pointy? What does that mean?
Well, look at his triceps, mate.
Yeah, that's what. Well, just say
that's
that.
A bit pointy. There's a bit suspect there, and then odds as well. I mean, he literally looked like a hornet.
He swore up and down. It was just real, and I'm like, that's not. It can't.
Well, if it is, that's very unfortunate. that was the only thing that would cost him.
All right, can we put me here over Pavel since I actually beat him in a contest once?
Yes, done.
Okay, so we got here. Jay is one of ours. And then we got Jean-Pierre Foucault is a tough one as well.
He's phenomenal as well.
These two are the hardest for our era,
yeah.
I think.
Right?
But we could put Dennis Wolf over one of them.
Let's just put Dennis over Marcus because they're both German.
They're both blonde hair. It's like a racist game we're playing here.
Instead of playing Gate, it's like a weird version of Guess Who, but it's called Race Who. You just have to match them up evenly.
Well, think about it. You picked somebody who looked like Ernie, and he's from Britain. Then we picked these two look alike, and then we picked.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Ernie being British for some reason. He's from Birmingham, yeah.
And then we picked Lee Priest and Flex. It seems like we're just picking, but I'm trying to just show a progression. Like the guys are not better then; they're not better then, and they're not better now.
But maybe
just,
we could put Justin Compton over Marcus Rule.
I think you put Justin Compton over Jean-Pierre Foucault, and you put Dennis Wolf over Marcus Rule.
Well, I prefer Justin Compton over Jean-Pierre Foucault.
Yeah,
because they are both among my favorites. Jean-Pierre Foucault is one of the ones I forgot to mention the other day.
But would you agree that we're not saying either era is better? We're just saying they're both awesome in different ways. Like I don't.
Well, I think I've answered this before. We've answered this. It's only because. It's very nostalgic, and the only thing we have left of that era are all the best pictures.
But we just did a real exercise. Like, I honestly believe if you put Nasser on a stage next to Rami, I really believe Rami would win.
Yeah, I can. It's tough. I can see it. But it's one of those ones I can agree with you to a certain extent, but to put the nail in the coffin, I need to see this.
Well, you need to see it. You need to see it. But all I'm saying is it's not such a – like the way the 90s guys talk about the eras after them, they talk about it like it's not even close. Like actually Milos wrote – it's in his comments, I think. It's right here. For me, it's not even close. Like how could it not even be close? What are you talking about? We just matched every single bodybuilder up with a current bodybuilder.
And you know what the thing is? I'm on the fence with most of the choices. Like I'm not.
Because they're not necessarily way better. They're just
that's exactly what I'm saying. It's almost interchangeable. To say no, we are not better, and neither are you. It's just more of bodybuilding.
That's kind of what I'm saying too. It's like it's. See, look, but it's just people continue the 90s thing.
Of course, because if you go back to the 90s and find...
You know, what's funny about this list? We didn't use Kai or Phil. No. Or, and it actually, I mean, Ronnie's reign was more in the 2000s also. So, you know, is Ronnie a 90s guy or not?
Well, Ronnie won this in 1999.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's true. I guess you'd say Ronnie's. Most of his career was in the 90s. Yeah.
Well, we'd have to put Ronnie against Phil, and I love Phil's 2011 look.
Ronnie's better than Phil, and then
I think so.
And then we would put Kai against Dorian, and a lot of people would pick Dorian. I think that's going to come down to taste, but probably more people would pick Dorian than Kai.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's some. But also, Kevin Livroni's not in here.
Yeah.
Flex Wheeler's not in here.
Well, they're number four, three. I mean,
yeah, no, I know. I just,
I'll tell you what, you, I mean, Kevin Livroni, you can put me there because I've beaten Kevin Livroni.
I love it. That's awesome.
It's true. On paper, that's true.
Hey, on paper, me and Sean Ray.
Exactly. Exactly. 100%. 100%. This fucking chair is wobbly.
All right. Now that we got everybody really pissed off.
Yeah, now we've got everyone riled up. I see the beard's getting higher.
This beard?
Yeah, your beard.
Oh, up here. Yeah, wow. So I tried to let it go like quarantine beard.
It looks better up higher.
Yeah, I decided I couldn't let it go all the way up here, but I met you in the middle.
That looks better, actually.
Yeah, I think so, too. It looks more manly.
Yeah.
How do you, on your beard, how do you get the, like, faded from zero to thick? Do you actually fade that yourself, or does it just grow like that?
No, it's shorter here.
And then I know. Do you fade that part?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
So what right. I'd do is I'd, like, fuzz it all up.
Yeah.
And then I'd kind of get an attachment on the clip, and you go down with it. I'd use a 3.
Yeah.
Go down with it and kind of use it.
Like you scoop out
yeah. as if you're doing a hedge and you can kind of shape.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I gotta get some fucking dye here. I'm getting gray again. Fucking
my beard and hair are almost a project. It's
all the time or just now because it's quarantine time?
Because in quarantine.
Oh,
like I'm every morning I wake up and I shampoo. No, not every morning I shampoo, but every day when I shower in the morning when I get up. Like afterwards I put like treatment shit in my hair. I'm actually trying to just think, well, why not? I have fucking nice hair.
Yeah, why are you putting
normally I do fuck all. I wear a hat all the time because I'm training.
Yeah.
And now I thought I'm going to just change it. I'm going to grow.
Dude, do you take any Proscar or no?
Do what?
Proscar or Propecia or anything like that? Do you take anything like that?
I don't know what that is.
Dude, do it. Take it. Trust me.
What is it?
I used to take Proscar back in the day. I think they have a better, I think I have it here.
I don't even know what word you're saying.
1 second. I'm going to tell you.
Right.
I thought I had some here. No. I have a bunch of Lasix from like 10 years ago. Anyway. let's see.
Yeah, but anyway, so I go back to that. So I just every morning, I just make an effort to just put something in my hair to stop it being all dry and frizzy.
This is...
And, it's enjoyable.
This is Proscar.
All right, what's that?
Proscar, for those that are listening. It is the same...
Finasteride. I don't want to take finasteride.
Why?
Because it absolutely destroys your sex drive.
It didn't for me.
Okay.
I'm just saying it did, because you're only taking like a quarter of a pill.
Okay.
So like the doctor would prescribe me this, because it's cheaper than Propecia. This is the brand name.
Okay.
Give you 1 milligram, but you cut it into quarters.
Okay.
And my hair was great until I stopped taking it.
Okay.
So that's why I'm just telling you, you don't want to lose your hair. Do you have any thinning at all yet?
No.
Let me see. Oh, there's some there. There's some there. Go like this. Yeah, there's some there in the back.
Well, that's my crown.
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of thinning in the crown here.
Also, the crown is also much shorter than the rest of it.
All right, I'm just saying. You might want to get some
It's a good idea. It's a good idea because it's one of those things. There's no balding in my family either.
Oh, there isn't?
No.
But does anybody else in your family take steroids?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Who? I don't forget it. We don't have to get into it. Anyways, yeah, I took that for a long time.
Yeah.
Once I stopped taking it, then it just goodbye. So for anybody listening. Okay. Let's get through some of these. How often is T3 used while dieting for you or your athletes? Do you have a max dose?
T3. I prefer not to use it as much as possible.
I've used early in my career. I used a lot, and a lot was 100 micrograms for one prep I did with one coach.
That's the most I've done personally, but I would never again.
Yeah, I never did it after that. Every prep after that, the most I did was 25. Yep. I usually do 12 and a half and then up to 25 and then back to 12 and a half. And that was usually all I used for that. Tips when you feel hard, stuck in your training and feel like you're stuck in a loop. I think you probably use plateau. Sounds like he's trying to say tips when you feel stuck in a plateau.
Okay.
But there's so many variables to that. It's hard to answer that question.
That's super vague.
Yeah. Okay. Let's skip that one. Is it better to max out your natural abilities before starting gear, or does it not matter?
Depends on your time schedule, what your kind of goals are, whether competing is sooner rather than later, depending if you're doing it recreationally or not. Depends why. It's 99% of the time, these kind of questions are very much, you are the only person that can answer them.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think, so I did like a bunch of circuit training and a lot of cardio and stuff when I was like 18, 19, because I was fat when I was 17. Yep. And I didn't start bodybuilding until I was 20, but I also started gear at the same time, but only because I was getting ready for a show.
Yep.
That's the only reason I started, because I was like, okay, I want to compete, so I was going to do this shit. But I always wonder if, had I trained naturally a bit before I started, maybe I wouldn't be injured as much.
Maybe. That's interesting. Maybe.
Think that could be a factor?
It's possible. It is possible. I mean, because I trained for about a year naturally.
Yeah.
And I deadlifted 7 plates naturally.
But you were also older too. So that helps too.
Yeah. I was 20. Yeah. That would have been about 22, 23 at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess if anybody's asking about when to start and maxing out your natural genetics and all that, the only thing I would say about it is I feel like a lot of my injuries came from starting, like I should have lifted for like a couple years first before starting gear. I think I would have been healthier joint wise and ligaments wise.
Yeah. I mean, it could likely be the case.
I mean, I don't, there's a million different reasons why you can get injuries, but it just seems like mine are so prevalent that I'm like, I have to point to something. And I think maybe that's it. It could be a lot of other things, but
it could be. Yeah.
Interesting. Where is the weirdest place Luke has had sex? Pretty sure everyone is dying to know. Oh, and yours too, Fuad. He just asked me, I think, to make me feel better at the end. do you want to skip this one?
I'm just trying to think. Weirdest place.
I got a couple good ones, but I'm just going to leave myself out of this.
I don't even have, none of them are really that weird. Like, I think you like things.
When you think about them, they seem weird in your head, but then when you say them out loud, you're like, yeah, other people have probably done that too.
In a boat, like in a canoe.
I did that. I did
that. In the middle of a river.
Could I tell you this? So me and my wife went to Saint Martin for, I had a guest posing there, and we stayed for a week after, and we rented a boat and kind of drove around and we had sex in the boat. And then I was so happy. I proposed to her after. It's like, this is so romantic.
So good.
But the boat. See, you think in your head, you're like, oh, boat seems really weird. But then, like, I've done it too. So it's like,
But this boat was just a kayak you sit on top of and you row down a river.
Yeah.
Not in a bed. Not in like a bed. And it was like.
No, I didn't either. It was like a small boat that rent.
Like a rowing boat.
No, mine had a little like outboard motor on it, but it wasn't there wasn't like a bed and shit. It wasn't like all that.
We didn't have a motor.
You were like straight ghetto. You're like in a canoe.
It was a canoe. It was actually an ocean kayak, but it was on a river.
That's great. Good for you, man. That's the weirdest place?
Yeah, because I'm not really that weird. I don't understand what people were expecting. What did they expect I'm going to say? Like, where? What, in Debenhams or like?
You know, the interesting thing you said last week when we were our last episode, you said everybody thinks I'm a sexual deviant, but they don't realize everything I did was in a relationship.
Yeah.
In that context, everybody's done fucked up shit. Because when you're with somebody for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever, you've pretty much done fucking everything. But I think, but people don't realize it when you say it, because they think you're just doing it on like a random.
No. Well, I mean, maybe refer back to the last year's podcast when we were talking about my desperation for marriage and, and that kind of stuff. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was very, yeah.
Those are the Tinder episodes.
The Tinder saga.
Yeah, that didn't go anywhere.
I just think Tinder had broken near me. I think that's what it was.
Oh yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Should you continue with a bulking phase during lockdown with limited training or pull back on the calories slightly? I think we've discussed this before. What do you think, Luke? I'll let you answer.
No, I want to hear your interpretation.
It depends. I think if you have something to train with, if you have some bands or like some dumbbells or anything in your garage that you can train with that you can have an actual intense workout with, then I don't think it's necessary to be in a deficit. But I also don't think you should be eating as if like you're at the gym and you're training like a fucking animal, unless you have a setup like Luke's. Like Luke's setup in his garage, if you have something like that, then there's no excuse for you not to train and eat the same as you were before the gym's closed. But if you're just training with bands or like a couple dumbbells, I'd probably do something close to maintenance.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I was going to suggest.
What are your thoughts on the current Eddie Hall? Oh, I was going to ask you about this. Actually, I even have a note about it. What do you think about the Eddie Hall Half Thor thing?
Is it still going on, or is it?
Yeah, they haven't. Well, they've stopped bitching towards each other, I think, now, but they're the deadlift hasn't happened yet.
I just
please tell me you're not going to go the way I think you're going to go.
I honestly, do you know the truth?
You don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, like, I know you're
okay, I literally, like, I look at them both and I'm like, both of you, shut the fuck up. Because I don't know if you know this, guys. You can deadlift 500 kilos and shut the fuck up. You don't need to carry on. Just shush. Stop going on about it. Stop arguing. So whoever started it, shush. Because you're both right. You're both right. You both make very good points.
You both make compelling arguments.
I don't agree with either of you at the same time.
I agree with Eddie Hall
100%.
Yeah, and I think if you're going to deadlift 501 pounds or 500 pounds or 500 kilograms or 501 kilograms,
I don't know who started it.
I think it's okay to talk about it.
Who started it?
Well, I don't know who started it. Because
that's what it boils down to. Because I don't think anyone.
Well, they've had a beef apparently since the World's Strongest Man. Because I guess I don't know everything about Strongman. So whoever's listening, don't quote me on any of this. But this is what I've just heard from watching like Nick Strength and Power and shit. Okay. Apparently, Half Thor thought there was a lot of cheating going on at World's Strongest Man 2017 when Eddie Hall won. Okay. So apparently they kind of have beef ever since back then.
Okay.
And Half Thor has been talking for like 4 years now about breaking the 500 kilogram record. Yeah. So finally he's going to do it. And somebody asked Eddie Hall about it. And Eddie Hall was like, I think it's bullshit.
Okay.
Which I agree with. Let me preface that. I don't think it's not impressive. It's absolutely impressive. But I think if you're going to get a strongman record and it's going to be official, it should be in a competition.
Okay, so going back to who I side with, I forgot and now I remember that Thor back in 2017 made a big moany, like bitchy, boring gate like post on his thing, bitching about World's Strongest Man, saying he was robbed of his title.
Yeah.
So I don't remember Eddie ever actually rising to that.
Yeah.
So I think what's happened now is it's kind of quite obvious that Thor is stirring the pot and he started this, and all Eddie has done is just responded.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, in that respect, as I said, whoever started this, they're a dick. So I would completely agree with Eddie in this, but
yeah.
I think, yeah, what are the rules? Does it have, if it's not in a competition, it's not official, right?
Well, they're saying it's official because they're going to calibrate all the plates. It's in his home gym, but they're going to calibrate all the plates, and they're going to have an official. I guess Magnus Vermagnuson is going to be officiating it. So it's like a real official, blah, 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 all that shit. So that's why they're saying it's official. But Brian Shaw brought up a really good point, which I actually said to my wife beforehand, which is all the timing at a competition matters. Like these guys go in a certain time pattern. Like one guy's got to go, then the next guy's got to go. You don't just get to sit there and wait till you're ready and then walk up and deadlift. And then the second part, which I don't think Brian Shaw mentioned, but I said to my wife was, there's pressure in a competition. When you're at a show and there's 1,000 people watching you and you're not at home, you're not using your weights, you're using a different place, different platform, different everything. It's not the same as when you're home and you're comfortable and you're using your shit and there's nobody watching you and all that. So I think the added pressure makes it different. And I think the timing of like where you go in the order of guys makes it different. Yep. And I think like Brian Shaw, one of the things Brian Shaw said was, if you want the sport to be looked at as a legitimate sport, then these things have to be done in a competition setting. Because imagine if like me and you decided to compete tomorrow and I'm like, okay, Luke, come over. And we just stripped down in my basement and we had a competition and like somebody's like, okay, Fuad wins. It doesn't mean anything. Okay, Luke can win, but whatever. It's got to be done on a stage.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the scenario.
The scenario. But I'm just saying, like, it's got to be done on a fucking stage. On like,
no, that's true. That's true. I mean, most of what you're saying, I'm not privy to that information because, like I said, I couldn't care less. So I haven't looked into it. All I saw was Thor's post and Eddie's post, and I didn't know who'd written which one first.
I don't know who started the whole thing.
So that's why yeah. I was like, I don't know who to agree with because I don't know who's responding to who. They're both going to go at each other.
I'm not asking you who's an asshole and who's right. No,
I'm saying like who do I side with? It's like,
well, it's very simple. If you could deadlift 500 pounds tomorrow in your garage,
right? So you're asking me, whose point do I agree with?
I'm not asking you to pick a person.
It's quite clear that it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. And I don't think that's even me siding with anyone because that's why I didn't really decide because that's just, it is what it is. It isn't the same.
Yeah. But then the flip side of it is, I mean, I think, who was I listening to? Oh, what's the other strongman's name?
There's only a couple.
Zvikas?
Yeah.
He said something actually really important, really interesting. He said, it can be a world record because it's still impressive to that he deadlifted 501 kilograms, but it just can't be a world strongest man record.
Again, like
you know what I mean? Like it's, so I thought that was interesting too, but anyway,
I think if you're going to beat Eddie at his own game, like if you're going to definitely beat Eddie's record, you should do it in the same setting.
Yeah. That's
like, if you're going to win the Mr. Olympia, you don't just set up, you don't just pose in your garage looking better than Mr. Olympia and win. You have to be on the stage next to him to beat him.
Well, you know what? That's actually a perfect example. Look at when Gunter beat Ronnie.
Yeah.
It didn't mean he was Mr. Olympia. It just meant he beat him at a different competition. It doesn't mean anything. You got to beat him at that competition.
Yeah.
So why don't you pay attention to these things? You don't care about like all this stuff?
I don't know. This is what I think people don't understand about me is I'm not a bodybuilder. I'm someone that does bodybuilding.
Yeah.
This isn't...
Can I ask you...
It's not like everything I am. It's like I love it and I'm good at it, so I pursue it. But it's not... I put it in its own box and I leave it there now. So then I use my free time to do my other stuff.
Okay, I have a question for you. Do you think... I hear this a lot from bodybuilders. And let me finish my thought before you say anything. Do you think some bodybuilders are embarrassed to be bodybuilders?
Maybe.
Because I hear this a lot from bodybuilders. They say, oh, I don't like talking about bodybuilding or I have more in my life than just bodybuilding. And I'm like, is that wrong? If you just
No, what it is for me is I have the best job in the world.
Yeah.
This is like, it's my job and I love it.
Yeah.
I still need to have my life without bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And I would love to just sit and watch all these videos and get into it. But then to me, it's like, I start thinking of other things and I'm like, it's like, it has to be its own thing.
Yeah.
But when I'm out of bodybuilding mode,
yeah,
I like to just leave it in its own bubble and then just do my boring stuff to myself.
I think I was a little bit more like that before I started doing the podcast.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I see glimpses of it, but you know what? I don't like reading bad news. I don't like seeing negative shit. I don't like seeing people bitching at each other. because there's enough of that going around. And it's like, if it's something that's actually fun and entertaining and positive, I'll probably watch it, and I probably have seen it. Because I don't know, any time you've said, have you seen that? I'm like, oh yeah, that was amazing, I've watched it. Every time you bring up something like, oh, have you seen these?
The negative thing, yeah, you haven't seen it.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Because I try not to. Because
see, I feel like I have to keep up with it because of what I do now.
Of course.
So it's like, it's weird. Bodybuilding has become more of my life. Now that I compete less, it's crazy. I think that's
you've just kind of like backed up my point. I'm still in the middle of my, I'm probably still in the,
that's, I get it. The
early parts of my career.
Yeah.
So it's all encompassing.
Yeah. I get it.
I'm kind of, I'm still like, people ask me these questions. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? It's like, hold on. I'm not a spectator.
That's great.
I'm in this, and I'm not just at the edges. I'm right in the fucking middle.
That's right. I get it now. You're right.
So for me, I like to just kind of, it always boils back to anxiety. That's all it does. It just makes me.
No, you know what? It's funny. But you're right.
I like to have it. Like,
I think back to when I was like 31 and I would go travel places to like wherever, an expo or guest posing, and meet up with other bodybuilders, and they'd be like, did you hear about this and that? And I'd be like, no. And I thought it was just because I was from Canada, but I guess I just never really paid attention to any of that shit.
Yeah, because you're paying attention to your own shit.
Your work, yeah.
Because you're one of those storylines.
That's right, I guess, yeah. Okay. Huh.
So I just kind of think, because I'm in the middle of it, I become obsessive with things.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to obsess over things too much and burn out, especially at the moment when I've got an opportunity where I don't need to obsess over it.
Can I give you one negative story though? I know you don't like negative stories.
It's not like I'm just going to start crying. I'm not a fucking pussy. I'd basically, what I'm trying to say is I'd rather not hear people fucking moan all the time. That's it. Go on.
Okay, I'm about to moan though. Because
yeah,
I can't fucking stand Generation Iron. Could everybody please boycott Generation Iron? Please.
Hold on.
Okay, don't boycott because that's a little harsh.
No, it's not.
Listen, I just feel like all they do is try and shit on bodybuilding. This is the interview I saw yesterday. This is why I'm bringing this up. They had Tito Ortiz on their channel.
Yeah.
And you don't know I don't know if you know who that is. He's a fighter. He's a UFC fighter. Okay. So he's a UFC fighter. They start talking to him about steroids and fighting. Perfectly cool. Right. Well, should fighters take it? Blah, 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 blah. Then the guy switches to bodybuilding. He's like, what do you think about bodybuilders taking steroids? I'm like, why is this a line of questioning right now? What the fuck does he know about bodybuilding and why they are taking it? It's just the line of questioning is constantly like.
It should be called Generation Steroid is what it should be called.
It should be called.
They don't talk about bodybuilding. They just talk about nothing but shitting on bodybuilders for having to use drugs.
Every question that I see is a drama question. Like they had John Meadows on. Okay, John Meadows. One of the nicest guys in the fucking industry. They have him on and they ask him, should Sean Roden be allowed to compete again? I'm like, why are you asking John Meadows that question? Is he like...
I would have actually said that, but like, why are you asking me that? It's nothing to do.
That channel just can't... I got to block them from my YouTube, so I just
don't see it. But I think what it is like, just we're the anti-Generation Iron.
I know, and I'm proud of that.
I bet your numbers equal theirs as well.
I haven't actually checked, to be honest with you.
I mean, mate, you might be smashing them.
Let's, you want to
know? I don't want to look. Can you imagine if we're just getting pummeled?
You want to find out? Let's find out if we're getting pummeled.
So much for answering questions. We're about to go down the YouTube rabbit hole together.
I think we're getting killed because they do so much drama. People love drama.
No, I'm just buckling in.
Oh, they're killing us, dude. People love drama, man. So they are at 353,000 subscribers. It's pretty much double me. Oh, look at this, though. I forgot to show this. Check this shit out. I got my plaque.
What's that for?
That's for YouTube. Sends you a plaque when you get to 100,000 subscribers.
Oh, sick. That's amazing. Yeah, wow, man.
Check this shit out, man. So anyway, they're at 353. Let's see.
Yeah, but look at their videos and how much money.
Let's see what they actually get here. Sort by newest. Okay, so yeah, they're not doing better actually. Because look at this, Tito Ortiz interview has 7,000 views. But look at, do you see the headlines though? Look at this. Are coaches responsible for bodybuilders' health? Like they're just constantly like mess
up. What's happened to Jerry Ward? He's all of a sudden dyed his beard black and grown a mullet. The
fuck? I don't know Jerry Ward, so I don't want to say anything.
I mean, I just mean it's like because I remember him as being bald with stubble.
Yeah.
And then I haven't heard of him. And then I just saw him pop up the other day and I was like, that's not Jerry. It's not Jerry Ward. And he's like, a totally different person.
Wait a minute. Like, can I say something? This is actually very, this makes me very happy. Nobody's watching this crap. Look at the view. The views are all like very, very low. No one's watching this shit.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, there you go. See?
But look at that. Just the all the.
They've probably got all those subscribers because of the movie.
Just look at all the titles. Look at all the titles though. Like it's just, they're just horrible. Like.
Who's Mack Truck?
This guy was sponsored by. You're so hilarious. You don't know anybody. Mack Truck was Rich Piana's buddy and they had a falling out.
I know.
So they had him on to talk more shit about Rich Piana. And I'm like, he's passed away.
The fucking guy alone.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
I
know
who Keon Pearson is because I think he has one of the best physiques at the moment.
I actually am considering of having him on Real Bodybuilding Podcast.
His physique is phenomenal.
Isn't he only like 25 or some shit? It's insane. Yeah, he's incredible. But yeah, anyway, it goes on. I don't want to give them any more press. They just drive me fucking insane, but. Yeah, it was a good exercise finding out their numbers. Though. I'm glad nobody watches that shit.
Good.
Who would win in a swimming race between you two? And does what did you say? Me? Because I have less muscle now.
No, just because I've dislocated my shoulder swimming, so I'm a bit scared of it now.
Oh, okay. And I'm probably
doggy paddling most of it.
The second part of this question is, I totally forgot about this one. It says, does Luke still prefer eating chocolate flavored shit? Does Luke still prefer eating chocolate flavored shit? Yeah. Don't you remember that? Would you rather?
Mate, I don't want to eat anything that tastes like shit.
Yeah, but you're actually going to eat shit.
I'd rather not have to, but in these questions are so dumb. They're so dumb because my answers are like the only possible not stupid explanation I can think of.
Listen to this. My brother's like 47. Yeah. Not into bodybuilding at all. Yeah. Somehow that was the only podcast he listened to of mine. Right. And he messages me and he goes, dude, you got to eat the chocolate flavored shit, you moron. You got it wrong.
See? See? He's right.
Yeah, I know. Is what you said about the one big getting sloppy phase applicable to a natural or should it be left to enhanced? What do you think? You were natural when you were sloppy? Would you advise anybody to do that, or do you think it might have been too much for natural?
I put on a lot of muscle.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, it definitely worked. So I can't.
Okay. So my misconception has always been that if you're natural, you probably shouldn't eat as much, but I never did it. So you're saying when you did it, it worked anyways.
Yeah, but I wasn't eating sloppily. I was just eating too much clean food.
Okay.
So I wasn't just eating junk all the time.
But I don't ever subscribe to. I don't tell anybody to eat junk all the time anyway. So you're saying it works whether you're natural or not.
Yeah. I mean, I think what gear does when you get that fat is you just get a slightly better look. Like you just look a bit round and more muscular. So you kind of, the fat just carries a little different. So you don't
look
as bad. But I think when you're natural, you don't have that round fullness in the traps and the shoulders and the chest.
I always attribute that
to... You just look fat as fuck.
I attribute that to glycogen and water storage in the muscles. I feel like that's what steroids.
Yeah, help. Maybe, but you know when you're on and like versus someone who's natural, like
the
rounded look.
Yeah, when
you're fat, you still have that. You're like, I look like Brock Lesnar on the old WWE game cover from 2001.
Yeah.
And then, but when you're natural, you're just as fat. You don't have the muscle to carry the look, so you just kind of just look a bit
look fatter. Tubby. Yeah.
Chubby.
So we hear all the time about when you have bulked, et cetera, for a good period of time and you want to start bringing in the condition. How many weeks out does it start? And what would be your standard cardio protocol over the time period? So for me, I used to lose weight pretty quickly. So I would go from 40 or 50 pounds over contest weight and I could probably drop that in 12 weeks pretty easily. So some guys do 16. 16 is probably better if you want to retain more of your muscle. True, mm-hmm. Luke?
Yep.
And cardio for me used to start at like 30 minutes in the morning and go all the way up to probably 2 50-minute sessions a day at the end if I had to. Is that, where are you at with that?
I think my highest my cardio went was I was doing like 3 45-minute hit sessions, not hit, but like interval sessions a day.
Jeez. Yeah, but that didn't, that wasn't a good thing, was it?
It wasn't a good thing, but like it was one of the things that the only way I thought I could go was up.
Okay, but what's a good, let's leave that alone though. What's a good prep? Like what happened to you in a good prep where you ended up looking the way, like the Arnold prep?
I was only like 30 minutes.
But that's because you started like.
I think right at the start, I did about 2 weeks of an hour in the morning. And then a ton of body fat came off and Chris just pulled me back. And then I would maybe do 30 minutes between once and four times a week, depending on how I was looking. So there'd be 10 days in a row where I do no cardio.
I think, would it be fair to say that that's because you started like 20 weeks out for that show?
I was about 16 weeks.
16 weeks.
About 16.
So it just like, it just came off just because?
It just came off because he pushed me pretty hard right at the start.
Yeah.
An hour of cardio in the morning and the drop of the diet, so much came off.
I think that's a lot of the misconception that people have about bulking. What you just said, like you were probably eating like a ton of calories, but a good amount of like shitty food on top of your good calories.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
As soon as you cut that out, your body probably fucking just soaked.
Exactly, like, Chris put me an hour of cardio. I'm not saying everyone should do this because it takes quite a trained eye to know when to pull it out.
Yeah.
But he put an hour of cardio in. Just he was like, do an hour of cardio at like really low intensity. Just get a bit of a sweat.
I think the more important part of that whole thing is it goes back to like the bulking and then cutting out the dirty food. But you had your calories set at such a high amount that just dropping that clean food.
I actually remember what happened is I dropped so much in like the first 2 weeks. And then it was like one of these like no cardio for the next 2 days. Send me pictures. Send me pictures. No cardio for the next 2 days. Send me pictures. And that happened for about a month. Then he put in 30 minutes of cardio. And that's kind of where it stayed, in and out kind of thing. So I think, I mean, for me in that instance, I mean, I don't know if you've ever had that where you just start the prep really well and you just kind of carries on.
Yeah, I have. I know Chris does that a lot with the cardio, like pulls it in and pulls it out and gives your body a chance to break and not. I've never had that. I've always had continuous cardio. It's too hard, I think, for the average person if you tell them, like, pull it in, pull it out. All that. You really need a trained eye to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't trust many coaches to do that with me either.
Yeah, yeah.
I think with Chris, because he's been doing it that same way for so long. He
knows. I think if we're going to say something vague that will help people, or not vague, but more general that can help people that don't have the trained eye, I think starting with a small amount of cardio and increasing a little bit. Like I'll start at 30 minutes, then go to 35, 40.
I would also keep my personal opinion. If you're a bigger person or one of the bigger guys, I would keep your cardio more in the lower intensity kind of range.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then obviously maybe for the females, the slightly smaller guys, you could, either the intervals or keep the intensity just higher.
The other myth you can answer to is does type of cardio matter? Because I'm sure people always have that misconception.
I think the type of cardio does matter. Yeah. The type of cardio machine you use doesn't.
What does that mean? Explain it. So I see what you're saying. So when I said type of cardio, I meant the machine. Sorry.
No, it doesn't. You can do super low intensity cardio on a road machine, or you can do the most disgusting Tabata sprints ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing. It's like you can pick your poison, and you can kind of do what you want with it.
No, but I'm saying, like, if your coach says, I want you to do low intensity, long duration cardio, does it matter what machine you're doing if you're doing that kind of cardio?
No, but I think some of them will prove to be harder than others.
I see what you're saying. Like a step mill is harder than a treadmill.
I wouldn't choose a rower to do an hour of cardio on.
No. Okay.
But I'd happily do an hour. I mean, I could do an hour of cardio on a treadmill.
Yeah.
Or a recumbent bike.
I can do it on anything, really, because even on a step mill, I just set the
speed. Yeah, step mill really is the low. Same. I mean, I was just kind of looking at the most difficult versus the easiest.
Yeah. I got you. If you could pick one chain restaurant to do a contest prep diet on, which would it be, and how much Clen would you need?
What?
He's assuming that the restaurants are going to be bad for you, but There's a restaurant here in Canada called Swiss Chalet. It's like a rotisserie chicken place. Yeah, I know. It's rotisserie. You guys have to watch the rotisserie episode to get that. But anyway, it's just chicken and fucking rice and like potatoes and shit.
So. Do you know what? This is really bad. Like when I'm in the US, I like getting the poke bowls. You know, it's okay. Like,
what's a poke bowl?
So it's just sushi rice with basically sushi, tuna or salmon in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's just sushi in a fucking bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's my favorite food.
Yeah, I think I could agree with that.
And it's such simple, basic food. And a lot of the time as well. And it's so simple. And it's the same goes for when you go to other restaurants and you ask for just chicken and rice.
Yeah.
And they make it and it's unbelievable. Why is that?
That's why I say to people sometimes, when I say my clean cheat is on Wednesday, I'll say I'll go for some like chicken and they're like, that's not a cheat. I consider going to a restaurant a cheat because the fucking food tastes so much better than when I make it at home. I don't know.
Even when I put a lot of effort into cooking it.
I know.
If I use the grill and I'm like, use some butter and I get my fucking spices out like this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still not as good.
I know. It's always better when they cook it for you. That's why I go to breakfast all the time. Because
yesterday, I was served dinner.
Yeah. Where?
So I was just sat on my computer and I was just sat there just doing work. Yeah. Bowl of food just arrived on the table.
Your wife? Or your, like, girlfriend brought it?
Yeah, she's like, there's dinner.
Really?
I was like, the fuck? It was pie and mash as well, and it was really good.
How did you do that?
What do you mean? She probably used the oven. But...
No, not how did she do that? How did you do that? How did you make her do that?
Well, I provided a gym for us both to use. Probably sealed that.
Oh,
we spent all day building the gym, and she, I think she thought she didn't help, even though she helped a lot.
Yeah,
because I was trying to balance shit. And
yeah.
She was. I couldn't have done it without her. I think she thought she didn't help.
Yeah,
and she made me pie and mash.
So she felt bad because you actually did some work and she made you dinner.
That's not how I said it, is it?
It's kind of how it came out.
No. She,
you put together the gym.
I think she feels bad. She feels, in her eyes, she feels she didn't help.
Yeah, so some take.
But that's not true. She helped a lot.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant. And yeah, she made pie and mash. That was fucking amazing.
Jesus.
It had a ton of gravy in it. And not only that, it was like a plate with bread.
What's pie and mash? Mashed potatoes, but what's
mashed pie? Mashed potato with a pie, like a meat pie.
Oh, like a shepherd's pie?
Like a pastry. Like pastry. Oh,
that sounds delicious.
With meat in it. Meat
like
in
it. Like shepherd.
Because shepherd's pie is potato and mint.
Okay.
And it has the pastry on the top, like a pie. And you know what fucking pie is, man.
I'm nodding. Yes, okay, I got it.
So it's loads of mashed potato with gravy on the top.
Yeah.
And a big steak and ale pie.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It was.
I'm so jealous.
I know. But you know what? Now I'm going to go downstairs and there's going to be no dinner ready. And I'm like, where's my fucking dinner? This is where it starts. Where's my Budweiser?
Flip the table.
I think it might be my turn to make something tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be shit, though, compared to what she made.
Oh, no, a bowl of cereal. She loves it. She loves it. And I make really good granola.
You mean you open the bag and you pour it into a bowl?
No, the way I pour the milk's brilliant.
Okay. Does Luke listen to the band Winds of Plague?
I've heard of them, but they're good. They're not my cup of tea, but they are good.
All right. Thoughts on unconventional lifts. Do I need to specifically use some specific exercises or does it not matter as long as I'm progressing? It's kind of a weird question.
Well, if you're progressing, what you're doing is working. There's your answer.
Okay, but time out. Let's assume he's just doing flat bench press.
Yep.
And he's progressing. Wouldn't he progress more if he added a couple exercises?
But wait until you're not progressing, then add a couple more exercises.
But why wait until you have a chest imbalance to add something else?
No, because you're saying he's progressing. He's making progress.
Yeah, but he could be making progress in, like, his pec major and not, like, his upper chest.
You're massively – I know what you're saying. You are splitting hairs. You know what? Okay, imagine if you just – imagine you had, like, a hip injury, and all you could do for 5 weeks was just leg extensions. And you did loads and loads of leg extensions, and all of a sudden you realized your legs were the best they'd ever been. They looked phenomenal. Would you carry on doing them, or would you stop?
Yeah, start changing it? The fucked up thing in my head would be like, once I could squat again, I'd start squatting again.
Exactly. That's why we're stupid. This is why we're trying to tell him not to do that.
All right. But that wouldn't happen. You wouldn't do 5 weeks of just leg extensions and be like, oh, my legs look humongous and shredded.
Yeah, you might do.
That's a ridiculous scenario.
The main one with me was where I didn't, like two or 3 weeks into this lockdown, I woke up one morning and I just looked really dry for some reason. My legs were so separated.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because I haven't trained them for so long. I think there must be something.
Oh, you mean they filled out a bit?
No, they filled out. They filled out and they recovered. There was no like.
It
was
there's no dry. water trauma on them. Yeah.
I haven't seen them like that for a long time.
Ashley Joanne says, with all the stuff going on in the world right now, what are your thoughts about what's going to happen or if this is going to affect the new wellness division? I don't think it's going to affect any division specifically. It's affecting all of them, right?
Yeah.
All right. Don't you guys think that all the coronavirus stuff is fake? I'm not going to read the rest of this, man. People are fucking dying, man. Like people are... they're not faking the fucking death numbers. Like, what's... I don't know,
man. Do you know what I think is happening? I think the whole world is overreacting because underreacting would have been devastating. So we are overreacting to be safe. Yeah, it's really inconvenient.
No, I don't think so. I knew this was going to happen. You know what? So they flattened the curve a little bit because everybody stayed home. And then, so not everybody got sick. And now people are like, oh, see, we didn't have to flatten the curve. But I'm like, you're only not sick because we took a precaution.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I know I think a lot of the I think a lot of places were they have overreacted. They have, but in a good way. Like what they've done is they've gone, we are stamping this out right fucking now. We're
not
taking any chances.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant. I think that's good. Because you can imagine if everyone underreacted.
That's right.
That's right.
But when someone says it's fake, I'm like, okay. It's fake. What part of fake are you talking about? Like, are all the deaths fake? Like, all the people that are dead, are they lying? Like, if you think that, you're fucking insane. Like, you're literally, you've lost your shit. If you think, no, I don't care. Like,
it's absolutely true. It's true. There's enough out there to support this. It's definitely real. I think the severity of, actually, I don't even want to say anything because I don't know enough, but I think the world has a lot of places have overreacted in a way to, like, in the best possible way. They thought, we're not going to take any chances.
That's right.
And it's been very good. And I think that's why.
Because
the virus hasn't spread that bad, everyone's like, see, it wasn't that bad. It's because we've locked down.
Because we talked, that's right.
Tricks.
Yeah. The second part of this kind of explains where his head is at. He says, just a cover for them to carry on with corruption and get more money out of normal people. What I will say is sometimes when bad things happen, people take advantage. So there probably are people that are finding ways to make money out of this horrible situation. But I don't think that it was planned that way. You know what I mean? So
I think this is affecting everyone in the world to a certain extent.
Yeah. If you had to fight, would you rather fight Martin Ford official or the Rock?
The Rock.
I think both would kick the shit out of me if you want the truth.
Well, I know that Martin's a big baby because I know Martin. We've trained together a couple of times.
Yeah, Martin, but just the reach, like
he's just a bit. Yeah, but
you'd have to wrestle.
You just tickle him under the chin and.
Have either of you seen the King Kamali robot posing routine? Yes, I have. I think it's good. He says thoughts on it. What do you think? Have you seen it?
Is that the one where he like has a fit walking onto stage?
He doesn't have a fit.
No, he's having like a seizure and they just push him out on the stage.
No. You don't like it?
I don't know if I like it. It depends just if I'm thinking of the right one.
It's this one. Here. Okay.
Get it up on the screen.
I thought it was great. I thought King Kamali's was King Kamali's physique was
from the very beginning.
This is the very beginning, yeah. Okay. I thought his physique was great when he was.
He walked out on stage. Well, doesn't he walk out on stage weird?
No. Well, this starts when he's already out there.
Okay. I go.
I wish it was brighter. There's probably a better video if I look.
Yeah, but do you want to look? Because
no. I thought King Kamali
looked They'll probably walk out into the light in a sec. He's probably not even out in the light yet. He's probably walking back on stage.
5'10", 250. He's not 250 there. He was probably 250 later in his career, but I don't think he was there.
I think a lot of bodybuilders lie about their weight. This one's okay. This one's good.
I like this one. It's good.
This one's cool. I've seen another one. It must not be him. It's just awful.
Oh, I thought his posing routines were really entertaining, especially his guest posing. He always had really good music. He had like three or four different songs in one thing in his guest posings.
Yeah.
He's a good poser for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I liked his physique here more so than later in his career.
I don't really remember his physique, if I'm honest.
It was probably too... You probably hadn't started yet.
Possibly.
This was... I don't remember what year this was, but... I just want to play it a little longer because it actually gets really good here.
Well, we should probably fill in the gaps for people listening to this audio only.
Well, it's hard to describe. So if you're watching on audio, you should probably come to...
Yeah, just go. Just type in King Kamali, unbelievable posing robot.
Yeah. You can do that.
Type that into our YouTube.
No, you don't like this?
I just think it's... To be honest, I think it's a little bit rubbish.
Do you really?
It's a bit gimmicky for me.
I think it's good, man. I think it's good.
A posing routine, brilliant. On a pose, like, what the fuck are you doing?
What
like,
are you?
It's entertaining, but like, I'm not one of these bodybuilding snobs that are like, it's all the art of the posing. You have to pose.
Yeah, but you don't like the entertainment.
I'm not one of those guys. But I also think if you're dancing doing the worm or the robot on stage, you're probably taking the piss. I don't think he's done a pose yet, has he?
Okay, wait a minute, man. There's a pose.
Right, yeah, because that's what I'm saying. He just did the robot without posing.
This is the best posing routine ever created. And for those of you listening, type in Kai Greene posing to Dirty Diana.
Are you able to turn up?
I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear it.
This is the greatest posing routine of all time.
But he actually does bodybuilding poses in this. He mixes
it's like, not really. And his conditioning was fucking on. Like, look at his leg. There's like no skin on there. You know when the skin is so shiny that it's like you can tell it's like razor thin? It's phenomenal. This
he's so small there compared to what I remember. We all remember the Kai Greene.
Yeah, this was when he first broke out here. It was like people's. This is the show where people were like, all of a sudden they knew Kai Greene.
He's doing poses. What are you talking about? He's just been very poor, but he's still doing bodybuilding.
You're right. But he gets into some. I remember he got a lot of flame for this because nobody was doing this kind of posing. He starts dancing a little bit in the middle here, and some people, like the bodybuilding purists, were like, oh, this is bullshit. What's he doing on stage? And I thought it was fucking amazing. Like, these poses are kind of different for normal people. Like, this stuff is different for people, right? But it's like, look at his physique.
He's just always had the most insane legs.
Everything, though. Look at the details. This is crazy.
Wasn't this in 2007?
I don't remember the year. Yeah, it says 2007, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was where he broke out because people saw this routine in his conditioning. And they were like, who the fuck is Kai Greene? And then all of a sudden, everybody knew who Kai Greene was. Anyway, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but you guys should check it out if you're listening. It's the best routine I've ever seen.
I would actually agree with you there.
Okay, let's go on.
That's probably why a lot of people have never seen that video. They might be listening to this and be like, oh, so that's why everyone always uses that music at every fucking show.
No one ever does it any justice after watching that, though.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
You ever notice that when someone poses to a song and they do it so well that you just can't use it anymore?
Yeah.
Like Kevin Levroni.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear a Creed song, I'm like, you can't use Creed. Yeah, like, this is not. Anyway, what are yours and Luke's favorite cheat meals? I think we discussed this before. Pizza, McDonald's, ice cream.
It honestly depends on what I fancy. Like right now, sushi buffet.
Sushi buffet is just amazing.
Are there any good sushi buffets near you if you want to come and stay?
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you, though, the best gains I've ever made in my bodybuilding career, I was eating sushi buffet like four times a week.
Oh, I'm not surprised. No shit.
Without doing blood work, has sex drive any indication where your test levels are on and off cycle? Yeah, if you're potentially. Well, if you're
fucking, I think you can tell when something's up.
If you're horny as fuck every day, your test levels are probably fine. No? Would you not say that's...
If you're not. When was the last time you felt like that?
Felt what? Horny as fuck?
Every day, just like...
You know what? So since I'll be...
every day.
The harder I diet, the more... This is really fucked up. The more carb sensitive I am, the fucking hornier I am.
It's weird, isn't it? Because I always feel like when I'm like 6 weeks out, I'm always like, let's fucking go.
Yeah, but then when you're like 4 weeks out, you're like, fuck it.
No, I'm okay up until then. I mean, I've done it the day of the show before, and I've been fine.
I'm like, I get so bad when I'm dieting, I can't even watch a fucking love scene in a movie. I'm like,
Have you never done it the night after the show?
Yeah, but that's because the carbs are like, you eat and you're like, that's the best sex ever.
It's weird, isn't it? Because you have some food, like you have some sugar, maybe a beer or several.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, I'm literally a god. You just feel like in your head, you just feel just like invincible and just the horniest ever.
Well, because people also don't know that when you dehydrate for a show, your junk is like it goes like almost in your body. Then as soon as you fucking have a slice of pizza, you're like, it just comes back and you're like, okay, I'm ready.
I always get a pizza with extra sausage to read.
He's such a child. okay.
Oh, dear.
No, going back to a more serious point, honestly, when I'm more carb sensitive, like if I'm eating, let's say I'm eating like 500 grams of carbs a day and like high sat, like some fats and everything, and my body feels really saturated with food and I'm not as carb sensitive, my sex drive goes like this. But if I reduce the carbs to like 200-300 grams and I'm doing more cardio and stuff, it's like I'm good, right? So
yeah, I actually kind of get that, which is weird.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until recently.
I'm always like peak that in kind of the beginning. It's quite, sort of like the first third of the prep.
Yeah, because your body's getting more sensitive. You've dumped all the junk food and everything. Yeah.
I've got something in my eye now. I just touched my eye a second ago.
You got the corona?
It's in my eye, yeah.
Don't touch your... You got the corona. Stop touching your face.
It's too late. I've got COVID-19 in my right eyeball.
It's too late.
My eye is...
How long would you let a bulk phase last if you had no... I think we answered this one already. Let me skip through some of these. We'll do a couple more. Top 5 posers of all time. Well, I don't know. Luke, you don't really care about that shit.
No, okay. I mean, it's not like I don't give a shit. I'm just not my thing. Like, I know that Sean Ray is one. I know that Francis Benfatto.
Oh, you're going old school.
Yeah, I'm going old school. Man.
I'm going to say Kai Greene. We just watched the best routine I've ever Green, seen.
I put him there. I'd also say,
It's also a preference thing.
Lee Labrada.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's like,
Ed Corney.
I tried to emulate Lee Labrada's routines and I'm like, this is horrible. I can't do this any justice.
Cedric's
gonna do it. See, that's why I said that's kind of what I meant. It's like, it's all about preference, because Cedric is very slow and methodical. Kai Greene is very like intricate with like a lot of fast different like poses, like a lot of dancing. So it's like everybody has a style and not everybody likes the same style. Like,
that's why I always like, well, how the fuck do you judge it?
Well, I think the creativity factor is part of the judging, but like if you look at like Hidetada or like Dennis Wolf or even my posing, it's like more to like a dramatic theme music.
Yeah.
So some people like that shit. And then some people like the way like Sergio poses here at the Arnolds. It's just all, it's preference really.
Yeah. But I've always, not to suck him off any more than I already have. Dorian, the way he posed was very just simplistic, but powerful, and it flowed nicely and it suited him.
Yeah, I love that too. I loved it that he, that's one of the things Lee Haney said a long time ago that always stuck in my head. You have to pose according to your physique. You can't just do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Branch Warren's very much like that. He's like, he poses for him. He's very much
like, yeah, well, that's what when you say Dorian Yates, that's the first thing I think of. His posing matches his physique like exactly.
Yeah.
So, have either of you guys ever done the angry raccoon?
Just get the Urban Dictionary up. For fuck's sake, it's got the side of your eyes.
What's it called? The angry raccoon.
I probably have. I just don't know the name of these things. I don't research that. I've just come in your belly button. Let's Google the name for that so I can put it in my notebook for next time.
Term coined after a man tried to have sex with a raccoon and got his penis bit off. What? That's what the angry raccoon is? It means when you and your significant other have had a fight and your girlfriend or boyfriend is sucking your dick and uses too much teeth because she's mad.
Why does it say Sarah got mad at me in exactly the way that Sarah's name is spelled?
What do you mean?
It says Sarah got mad at me last night when I said her mom was a bitch.
Yeah.
It's still a bit weird that her actual name's in this question.
Oh, your girl. I forgot your girlfriend's name.
She's asked this question and she's angry with me.
I've never had that problem, so I'm good.
No. I mean, rule number one, don't put your dick in your angry girlfriend's mouth. I mean, what are you doing? Really? That's not me being...
Actually, now that you say that, I would.
Yeah.
Just for the...
Listen, there's nothing wrong. Shut up. Oh, nothing wrong.
Okay, stop. Okay, let's do a couple more. Two more, and then we're done.
Yeah.
Should you... This guy left like a bunch of questions. What are your thoughts about the beef? We already answered the Eddie Hall half-tour thing. Opinions on tattoos and bodybuilding. Do you think judges are biased against them, and will they hold somebody back from being a pro?
Well, it depends how excessive they are, because obviously Flex Lewis has never stopped him. He's got a few.
Yeah.
It depends if they detract from your physique. If they don't, then you should be fine.
True. And yeah, I don't think judges have something against you if you have tattoos. They just, if they're covering your body, it's hard to judge you. Like some guys have like full back tattoos. You can't see any detail. And then even when they put that special like pro tan over it to like cover the tattoo, it just makes your skin look thick.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to get marked down for conditioning or something because it can't see the detail. So
do you think if you didn't compete, you'd have a lot of tattoos?
No, I've always wanted to finish this one on my arm. I have one on the back of my tricep here. I've always wanted to like finish my forearm, but that's it. I don't want like my whole body done or anything like that. Why do you want more? You don't have any, do you?
I have none.
Do you want to get any?
Oh, if I wasn't a bodybuilder, I'd be covered.
Really?
Yeah, but not because I'm like a cool, like pretty boy, one of those kids.
Yeah.
But because I think I'd just be that way.
The only annoying thing to me is I got two tattoos that I can't see. So I always want to get my forearm done.
Yeah.
Because I got on the back of my tricep and I got on my back. And I'm like,
if I've got a tattoo now, well, like being, it'd be my hands.
My Your hand, really?
It'd be my hands and wrist.
Yeah. I want my forearm, not my hand. Because that way, if you're like, you want to dress up, you can still cover it kind of thing. So, okay. Last one. These are very all steroid based. Hey man, I've been training. Okay, I don't know what this is going to say. I'm just going to read it. Hey, I have been training home for a month now and following my diet plan, doing cardio fasted and a session of bands and dumbbell work every day. My weight is the same, but my midsection is getting softer and I'm losing muscle. What is happening to me?
You're losing muscle.
Because his midsection is getting softer?
No, he just said he's losing muscle.
He said, am I losing muscle?
Oh, I thought he said he's, well, if his midsection is softer, he's probably just not burning the calories he was training in the gym.
What if it's the opposite, though? It sounds to me like he's not eating enough. Because that happens to my midsection. If I like eat too little, it actually gets softer. Like it'll get smaller, but it's not.
I think you have to be very lean to even notice that. It depends on how lean he was in the first place.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Because it sounds to me like maybe he's not eating enough.
I don't know. If you're just doing bands and dumbbells every day, it depends what you're doing with them. But I can't see you being able to do enough for it to be like...
To burn all the glycogen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying telling him to eat less?
No, I'm not sure what I'm telling him because like it could be either.
Yeah. Okay.
I would actually say to maybe take some pictures now, do what you're doing for another week and compare them and see what you can notice.
Mm. Last question. Would you run Trend and T3 together?
Yes.
Oh, wait. You know what? This is interesting. Luke, was it hard for you getting meals in sometimes when your son was little growing up? I'm finding it hard having a one-year-old running around crazy and sleeps with us sometimes. Any practical advice you can give?
I was just put him in his high chair and give him a snack when I ate.
Every time?
Not every time, because a lot of the time he'd just be playing or his mum would have him. It wouldn't just always be me.
So you didn't miss meals? Like you were able to manage?
I think I was at work a lot of the time as well. Honestly, I don't remember. I think when it was time to eat, I actually think I timed my meals around when he ate, because I remember he would eat 3-4 times during the day, like whilst he was awake, and then obviously again bottles at night. That little fat fuck would always eat.
A bunch of people messaged me after one of our podcasts, like 2 podcasts ago, and they're like, Luke had a kid when he was 15. Like, yep. Yeah. It just like blows everybody away.
She's 16.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, dude, I don't want to keep you any longer. I got to go eat. I'm fucking starving. I got to train.
How many questions did we actually do? Like 5?
No, we did a bunch of questions. That was good.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it felt like we just jabbered and just did the same amount.
Do you want to do more?
No, I'm good. I need to go. My dinner's ready. No, I'm going to go now. I think I'm going to go and cook some steaks and then surprise her with a steak, because I know she's been training in the garage.
That sounds really good. I think I'm going to have – last time – you know what happened last time we did our podcast? I end up getting fucking pizza with Goliath. Because me, you, and Goliath were talking about pizza and McDonald's.
Oh, man.
And I got off and I'm like, I fucking want a pizza.
I've just trained. If I've got to put the mask back, if I want to get – I want to get mask. Can I just say something? This T-shirt, I put this on yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's not quite as snug as it normally is.
Yeah.
And as soon as I trained, I put it straight in the corner and it felt snug as fuck. And I was like, yes, I'm back. After like one session.
It's such a meathead. It's
after one session.
Okay, wait, you actually brought up a good point. Now, before you go, and some of you can leave suggestions.
Yes.
So I've talked to my designer. We're going to actually get to work on starting the clothing line. We need suggestions for...
Are we going to call it BB&B wear?
I think we should call it Bodybuilding Bollocks. Yeah. I think we should just have, like, the logo should be Bodybuilding Bollocks.
Yeah, okay.
Because not everybody knows what BB&B is.
I know that. I was just, like, you know, you have the really, like, posh label, BB&B wear.
No, I was actually thinking about that in the back, like, on the neck.
BB&B wear.
Real men. Yeah. Okay, so you guys can leave in the comments section what some of the taglines you think you want on the shirts are.
Should we say a couple of the ideas we've had, or should we just leave them alone?
Where is that quote that you fucking sent me? I don't have it anymore.
I know what the quote is.
Oh, okay. What is the quote?
It's, I'm not arguing. I'm just explaining why I'm right.
Yes, that is definitely going to be one of the shirts. And then...
That is exactly what our podcast is.
Yeah, it's 100%. We just... Yeah. The other one we're going to do is the hardcore team.
Hardcore team.
When I think of that shirt, though, I just think of it like in really small print right here, the hardcore team. I don't think of it like giant print or anything.
I don't know, actually. You say it.
You think of it like giant print?
I don't know. It's still.
I think of it like a classy, like right here, the hardcore team. Just simple. Understated. Yeah,
we'll just see what your designer does, because your stuff always looks really good.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He'll come up with some good shit.
I'm going to do some...
Should we have one with our faces on it?
I think we should. I tell you what I might do is I might draw a caricature of both of us, like sat at the table and with the microphones in front of us.
You can draw?
Yeah.
You can draw?
I always get really surprised that no one knows this. That's what I did at college, was art.
Are you serious?
Drawing was what I did. That's
like this whole fucking time we've been friends, I had no idea.
I did art and music. That's all art and music.
How did you start bodybuilding? You're like an artsy guy. You're not a meathead at all.
I was with a lot of comic book art.
Yeah.
But that was what I was really into. I haven't drawn anything in years.
So you can draw really well, though.
I used to be able to draw really well.
Well,
make sure. I'm sure I could pick it back up. It's just about practicing again and getting my feel for it.
Make sure you make me look good, eh? Don't fucking make me look like shit.
I'll have a little crack at it because I haven't done anything for a while, but yeah.
Do we have any other sayings that are going to go on the shirts?
I think, I don't know.
I thought of sprinkling a little bit of racism. No, man, I want to put the whole fucking saying. Just a sprinkle of racism.
Just a sprinkler. Loads of just racism. I tell you what it would. I tell you what it would be cool. You know how
a sprinkler just, with the word racism coming out of it?
You remember Conor McGregor's shirt? Or the pinstripes? It actually said
something. Yeah. That said fuck you on him or whatever?
Yeah, it says fuck yeah. So it's all the water droplets coming out. If you look up close, it just keeps saying racism really small.
That's such a good idea. That's a great idea. Okay.
Art college. Boom.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You should work with my designer.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
This is the thing. I'm only good at stuff that's not actually worth anything. So I'm good at drawing stuff, which is shit. I can play drum, which is shit. And I'm good at bodybuilding. So everything I'm good at in the current coronavirus, useless.
So wait a minute. What about we need a Luke Loves Anal?
I don't know about that one because I've got children.
But you just can't wear it at home, that's all.
Well, I can.
Do you think people actually buy that? You can't wear that around the grocery store and shit.
No. I mean, I think we should get some kind of funny t-shirt made to...
We should get something that only the bodybuilding bollocks people would know what it is. But boobs, it's Luke Loves Anal.
Like boobs, ass, and feet. That kind of thing.
Yeah, we have to leave the feet. Even though James is not a regular guest, it's still the feet. Hilarious.
We need to get James back on. Maybe we should have James on for the next episode because people are missing the shed.
Well, let's do it. So I love James.
Everyone loves James. James has now got a goatee again. And it always throws me off when he's got a goatee.
We need to have... Everybody's got their own podcast. We need to have a team.
It's the hardcore team. That's us. We're the captains.
I know, but then everybody goes off and does all these other podcasts.
I'm the captain. You're the manager.
Is that... No.
Yeah.
How? Because I'm the captain.
Wait, let me explain.
Okay, explain what you mean.
So you're the manager, which basically means you're the one that oversees and makes sure everyone does their job.
Yeah.
And I'm the captain because I'm still playing.
Well, so I'm not playing anymore. Is that what you're saying? I retired?
When are you getting back on stage?
I honestly, if...
You're a business guy now. You're a business mogul.
Yeah, I know.
You're a supplement giant. You're just like John Meadows now. John Meadows, as soon as he's got a massive company, he's like, fuck bodybuilding, it's shit.
No, that's not me. I love fucking bodybuilding.
You think John Meadows will come back? Just that?
No. Why? I think because I don't think John has a passion for the stage anymore. I still have a passion. See, the thing is, it's different. I think John doesn't have a passion for competing anymore. Actually going through a 16-week, eating fucking fuck all and starving. For me, getting on stage and doing all that would be amazing. This tricep tear has really fucked me up. It's funny. You know, it's funny. Evan did a video. He's doing that series, the build series for Animal. Yep. He puts up a video every couple of weeks. He was very, very honest in the last one. And it's like, he's living in my fucking head. It's like everything he said is exactly how I feel. Cause he's talking about how he's still feeling pain in his knees when he squats and stuff. And he still can't squat 500 pounds like he used to. And he's talking about how training now is you're trying to train to fight another day instead of leaving it all on the floor like you used to when you're healthy. He talks about all these things and he's like, I don't know if I'm going to win New York. He's like, I just want to be my best. It's kind of how I feel exactly. I don't know. I can't train the way I used to. And I don't know if this is ever going to look the same. And if I do another show, it's not because I think I'm going to crush everybody. I just don't want. I don't want the 2017 Arnold to be my last showing because it was the fucking worst showing of my entire career.
Is it weaker in terms of training?
It's weaker, but I have an MRI scheduled in 2 weeks for my shoulder. I actually think I tore something in my shoulder at the same time as my tricep, but I never looked into it because I thought it was just my tricep. So it's it's crazy. It's just I can't seem to get the strength back in it. And so obviously it's affecting everything, your military press, your bench, your fucking... And then just the way it looks, I think the surgery was done wrong. So it's it's pulled up a bit and it's not as full and round as it used to be. So I don't know. For me, it's not a passion thing. I have that still. For me, it's, I don't want to go on stage and embarrass myself if my body doesn't look the way it used to look.
Yeah.
Whereas for John, I think John's like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
I got my fair share,
I'm going to have to watch Evan's videos because I actually forgot he was doing those.
Dude, the build series is really good. He's very, it's, you know what I love about Evan is, aside from the fact that he's your dad, he's very, very honest and real in his speech. So you get a real sense of exactly what it's like to be at his stage in his career and what he's going through. It's like, it's really, really well done.
Because I was interested in what you're saying about the tears. Because when I was training in the garage earlier,
I went up to
three plates.
Yeah.
And on a very, very shallow incline, I was like, my right side just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's just weaker or whether because I've already pressed four plates since having the tear. I'm just kind of like, is it because now obviously where there is actually a tear there.
Yeah.
The muscle's firing differently and I've got to build the strength back up because it's firing slightly different than what it was.
Yeah.
Like I'm wondering, will it get back to where it was?
I think it will. Listen, man, it took me.
Because Kevin Laverne did and his.
Yeah. No, honestly, it might be an age thing for me too, because I've been through probably four or five serious injuries and I fucking bounce back like that. Yeah. This one is different. This one is like, because it's affecting this whole side. So as far as your chest goes, I think once you start working back, it'll be fine. Like I've had stuff like that happen. You know, it hasn't affected shit. I still squat. Like in my legs, I've had quad tear, two hamstring tears. I still squat five plates.
Can you see that? They tears you can see.
The one in my right quad, you can't see it, but I have myositis ossificans in that quad now, which means like I actually have a bone, like an added addition to my bone in that leg from it. The hamstring tear, you can see both, because the outside tear, the outside hamstring and the middle one, whatever they're called, both are pulled up. So, but I can still squat heavy weight and still leg press heavy weight, but certain injuries are worse. Like Evan talks about his quad tear. It's funny because if you look at Branch is back to squatting five plates, maybe not now, but like after his tear, he was squatting five plates again. And Evan's like, I can't do that. And then, you know, for me, lots of people have had tricep tears.
Ron Partlow, he's hack squatting like eight plates again.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like everybody's different. And I think it also depends like on your surgeon and it depends on your body. It depends on a lot of different things. Because I look at Ken Jackson, he came back from two tricep tears and he's back to bench pressing four plates. And mine's fucked. So it's like, everyone's different and all tears are different.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know how we got on that. We were talking about.
That's what we asked about, John.
No, we were talking about the t-shirts. And if I.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know how we got to that from the t-shirts.
Right, so the t-shirts are going to be coming soon. We're going to be getting some designs done.
Should we do a Muslim hat? We just put a picture of a hat backwards?
No, you should. We should just bring out like.
Actually do a hat and put like Muslim hat on it?
Exactly the same, but maybe just cut the peak off. Just all mesh. We should bring one and just have bodybuilding and bollocks on it.
And then everybody will get the
hat. It just says bollocks on the corset.
And it's there's no rim on it, just the fucking cap. Yeah. All right, man. Go. I'm gonna go eat.
Okay.
Let's we'll reconvene next week.
I'll see if the shed
let's
come on the next week.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
See you later, brother.
See you, mate.
Bye.